The topics and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4WN Radio.
Books, beauty products, science, fashion, and glam talk. From Bollywood to Hollywood, it's Dr. Afshan Hashmi's radio show every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on W4WN Radio, the Women for Women Network. And here's your host, international speaker, educator, award-winning entrepreneur, and best-selling author, Dr. Afshan N. Hashmi.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Afshan Hashmi, live from Louisiana studio of W4WN Radio and Doc4TV. And this show has 300 million listeners and is syndicated worldwide. And later, there will be a film on to request for sponsorships. But before that, friends, I wanted to remind you that these are my two books. The first one is The Outbreak, The Modern Mughal Mentality, New Strategies to Succeed in India and the Global Marketplace. And when this book came, this is a business book, and I have devised a business model in this. And when this book came, there was a lot of study going on in Harvard and Stanford universities about Jugaad, the Hindi buzzword, and I have conceptualized Jugaad as thinking outside the box. And this book is very easy to read on, but it is of the standard of Harvard and Stanford. And if you apply the strategies given in this book, you will have a very successful business. And this book was an Amazon bestseller. Having said that, friend, now I come to the second book, The Outbreak of a Monstrous Infection. When this book came in 2019, there was no trace of coronavirus. And in a very unique story, it shows how a virus can ruin a human population, and it depicts bioterrorism. So, and this book was also an Amazon bestseller. So if you can give me an honest review after reading this book and buying this book, it will be great. And this book is available worldwide, both in print, in audio, in Kindle, and Nook. Having said that, friend, now I will ask my sound engineer, Rebel, to please play the film where I request for sponsorship.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Afshan Hashmi with W4WN Radio. And I just wanted to request you that please give me a sponsorship. And I am live from Maryland, and this show is syndicated worldwide with more than 300 million listeners. And to produce this kind of show, it requires a lot of time and money. So please give me a sponsorship if you want this show.
And now, friends, I will go on a break and will be back soon.
The topics.
Would you love exposure for your business, product, or service to over 300 million potential listeners? Send an email to info@talkformmedia.com. And now let's hear from some of our sponsors.
Chapter 2, How Jugaad Leads to Multi-Sector Success Stories in India, including definitions of the Jugaad Management Principle Business Model of the book The Modern Mughal Mentality, New Strategies to Succeed in India and the Global Marketplace. inspiration. True Jugaad is an inspiration on how to create products using technology that meet the price-value equation. According to a Harvard Business Review article featuring expert Prahlad and Mashelkar, most innovation programs are built on the assumptions of affluence and abundance. We see the rich and the young in both the developed and the developing countries demanding environmental friendly products and services. They also believe that affordability and sustainability are crucial to driving successful business today. New technologies and radical business models are important not only to penetrate mass markets in India but in the entire world. By reconfiguring all areas of the business structure, they will pull.
Monstrous infection is spreading worldwide. OMG, is this a simple infection or a deliberate attempt to ruin the human population? Or maybe it's bioterrorism. What is this global infection and who is spreading it? Help us find out. Go to Amazon and search for The Outbreak of a Monstrous Infection. The human race needs your help to make this go viral. Go to Amazon.com and read The Outbreak of a Monstrous Infection to find out what happens next. Go now! The world is depending on you.
And now, back to Dr. Afshan Hashmi's radio show.
Yesterday was Eid al-Adha, and the Eid festival, the Eid of sacrifice, where goat or buffalo or lamb is sacrificed and the story behind it. And I have made a film for my viewers that what Eid al-Adha is about. And now I will show you that film, and I want to wish everyone from my side to everyone who is listening and viewing this program, Eid Mubarak. And now, Rebel, can you please play that film on Eid al-Adha? Hello everyone, this is Dr. Afshan Hashmi, and today is a special broadcast of Eid al-Adha, and today is Eid al-Adha, so I want to wish everyone who is seeing this Eid Mubarak, and I wanted to say that what is the significance of this Eid, and I will tell you little later in the broadcast, and then I will tell you a story, because I know many of you don't know in the West what is the story behind it. So I will tell you that, but before I go into that, I would ask you to give sponsorships for my this show as well as of my radio and TV show on W4WN Radio and Talk 4 TV, and also on K4HD and Talk 4 TV, and this special broadcast, and this broadcast is also syndicated as my TV show and radio show on W4WN and K4HD TV to more than 300 million listeners worldwide. So it has a lot of viewership. So if you give your things to promote, their products to promote, then you will have a lot of viewership and you will get a lot of promotion. Having said that, friends, I wanted to remind you that to make these kind of broadcasts requires a lot of energy and time as well as a lot of money. So, I usually finance these broadcasts through my two books. So this one, the first one is The Modern Mughal Mentality, New Strategies strategies to succeed in India and the global marketplace. When this book came, there was a lot of studies going on in Harvard and Stanford about Jugaad, a buzz Indian word, which I have conceptualized as thinking outside the box. And there is a business model. And if you put the strategies written in this book, you will be very successful in your business. And the second book is The Outbreak of a Monstrous Infection. And when this book came, there was no trace of coronavirus. And in a very unique story, this book shows how a virus can ruin a human population as coronavirus had done. And I had written this book, as I told you before, there was no trace of coronavirus. Having said that, friends, these two books were Amazon bestsellers. So please go and buy these two books. And these two books are in audio, in print, as well as in Kindle and Nook format. And these are available worldwide. Having said that, friends, let me start and tell you a little bit about what is Eid al-Adha. Many Muslims in the United States observe Eid al-Adha, also known as the Feast of Sacrifice, each year. The festival commemorates Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son to God. This festival also marks the end of the Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca. Eid al-Adha is not a public holiday. Businesses have normal opening hours. What do people do? Many Muslims in the United States celebrate Eid al-Adha with prayers and social gatherings. The Eid al-Adha services can attract thousands of Muslims in various places such as Washington, D.C., Orlando, Florida, and many Muslims of many heritage, including Pakistan, as well as Eastern European and African countries, as well as India, wear traditional clothes and share their national dishes. It is a time for prayer, sharing meals, handing out gifts, and wishing one another well. Eid al-Adha follows from the Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia, in which Muslims are required to make at least once in their lives. Eid al-Adha is also known as the Feast of Sacrifice because it traditionally includes the sacrifice of an animal permitted for food, for example, a lamb, a goat, as an act of thanksgiving for God's mercy. Some Muslims seek out a farm where they can carry out the sacrifice, but many also send money to their native lands to help fund the sacrifice. Eid al-Adha lasts for up to 3 days and is a time to seek mercy from God. Eid al-Adha is not a federal public holiday in the United States. However, some Islamic organizations may be closed or offer a reduced level of service, and there may be some local traffic congestion around mosques. In Washington, D.C., the day is not a holiday for public schools. So now, having said about the background of Eid al-Adha, friends, I have a story for children also to know, because I know that many of my viewers are children also. So, and it is from this book, my first Quran storybook. And it says the Great Sacrifice. One night, the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam had a dream. He was ordered by Lord to sacrifice his son. Allah talks to the Prophet, but he does not talk as we talk. When he wants prophets to do something, he shows it to them in a dream. A dream is like an order from Allah. The next day, the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam called Ismail. He said, Ismail, I had a dream last night. Allah wants me to sacrifice you. Ismail was not afraid. He loved Allah very much. He also knew Allah was good. Allah never does anything to harm good people. The Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail left Mecca. They went to the Valley of Mina. This was the place the Prophet Ibrahim Alayhissalam saw in his dream. Ismail lay down on the ground. He closed his eyes. His father stood next to him. He picked up the knife. He was ready to obey Allah by sacrificing his son. At this moment, the angel Jibreel appeared. Allah sent the angel Jibreel with a ram to be sacrificed instead. In this way, the little Ismail was saved. Ibrahim Alayhissalam and Ismail cried with joy. They thanked Allah, and then the Prophet Ibrahim Alayhissalam sacrificed the ram. Allah loves people who listen to him. He loves people who trust in him. He cares for them. Allah was so pleased with the readiness of the Prophet Ibrahim Alayhissalam to sacrifice his beloved son that he commanded the believers to observe this day as Eidul Adha, or the Feast of Sacrifice. So this was the story behind it, Eidul Adha, and this is the book from where I got it. And I want to wish everyone who is seeing this broadcast and viewing this broadcast a happy Eidul Adha, a happy Eid, or as we say, Eid Mubarak. Cheers and bye-bye. And also, I want to say that please let me know in your in the comments that how did you celebrate your Eid al-Adha. I would love to hear your comments, and also I would love to hear how did you like this broadcast. And cheers, and now bye-bye, and Eid Mubarak. I made on Eid al-Adha. Please let me know your thoughts about it.
Hello,
and having said that, friends, now I will go on a break. And once I come back, then I will be talking about science as it was advertised in this show, for this show.
Would you love exposure for your business, product, or service to over 300 million potential listeners? Send an email to info@talkformmedia.com. And now let's hear from some of our sponsors.
A monstrous infection is spreading worldwide. Oh my God, is this a simple infection or a deliberate attempt to ruin the human population? Or maybe it's bioterrorism. What is this global infection and who is spreading it? Help us find out. Go to Amazon and search for The Outbreak of a Monstrous Infection. The human race needs your help to make this go viral. Go to Amazon.com and read The Outbreak of a Monstrous Infection to find out what happens next. Go now. The world is depending on you.
The Outbreak of a Monstrous Infection, Chapter 1, 1964 to 2018, and this is the sample track, and it is read by Dr. Rafshan Naheed Hashmi. In a sprawling bungalow in Potomac, Maryland, USA, lived Dr. Honey Singh, a board-certified internal medicine and family practice physician, along with his beautiful wife, Baby Singh. Baby Singh was a fashionista and was funding women's causes through her Honey Babe Foundation. She had a ladies' book club by the name of Baby's Glam and Glitzy Club, which had many glam and glitzy ladies who were professionals living in Washington, D.C., Potomac, Maryland, Virginia, and even Beverly Hills, California, as well as elites from all of America meeting at her place on the last Wednesday of every month discussing various aspects of charities they wanted her and Dr. Honey to fund. In this club, there was a wide spectrum of career women. There were doctors, lawyers, actresses, business owners, and models, to name a few. In these book club meetings, members would come prepared after reading a book of a famous woman author, and that author was even invited from any part of the world to give her presentation, followed by a Q&A in this prestigious and elite gathering.
And now, back to Dr. Afshan Hashmi's radio show.
Now, friends, as you know, I'm also a scientist by profession. So I'll be talking a little bit about coronavirus Delta variant. And here is the report, which I got from CNET, and it is by Jessica Rendell, and it's the title is Coronavirus Delta Variant is in the US, What You Should Know. The coronavirus is unfortunately for us good at doing what viruses do best, mutating in order to become more efficient and infect more people. The newest mutation to cause concern is the Delta variant, the strain first documented in India, which has since caused devastation in the country. Delta's growth across the globe has recently caused some countries in the Asia-Pacific region to reimpose lockdowns and other restrictions governments have lifted, the New York Times reported Tuesday. Notably, COVID outbreaks in Australia fueled by Delta have forced the cities of Sydney, Perth, Brisbane, and Darwin back into strict lockdowns. At the end of May, the World Health Organization renamed coronavirus variant. The so-called Delta variant has moved from merely being identified in the US. According to the cases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the president's chief medical advisor, said on June 22 of COVID cases caused by Delta are doubling every 2 weeks in the U.S., Fauci said. The U.S. is fortunate to have great vaccine availability and 66.1% of the adult population has received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, according to June 28 data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But even with an increasing number of people vaccinated against COVID-19, the Delta variant's appearance in the U.S. is concerning. The strain is about 60% more transmissible than the Alpha variant, a strain first documented in the UK. British epidemiologist Neil Ferguson told reporters, and it's suspected to carry the potential for more severe disease. In a Scottish study published on June 14, researchers found that compared to the Alpha variant, Delta doubled the risk of hospitalization. Experts in the US worry that the Delta variant will follow the course it took in the UK, start off small but eventually become the dominant strain in the country. In an interview with CNN on June 18, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said that she anticipates Delta will be the predominant variant in the months ahead. The three vaccines available in the US have all proved to have excellent efficacy against severe disease caused by COVID-19, but how do they fare against the more contagious variant? Some research is promising and scientists still urge vaccination as the way out of this deadly pandemic. Delta side effects. Delta variant of coronavirus, first identified in India, has spread to nearly everywhere. In mild cases, the Delta variant may show up a little differently. Tim Spector, British epidemiologist and co-founder of the ZUI COVID system study in the UK, says that since May, the app has been recording different top symptoms of COVID-19. He says the number one symptom of COVID-19 is now a headache, followed by sore throat, runny nose, and fever, not the more classic COVID symptoms. Coughing is now the fifth reported symptom. We don't even see loss of smell coming into the top 10 anymore, he says. This variant seems to be working slightly differently. Spector says these changes, which appear to be linked to the Delta variant, may cause people to continue going out thinking they have a common cold instead of COVID-19. News of COVID-19 causing a black fungus in the sinuses and brain and hearing loss among the serious symptoms in COVID-19 patients from India may be alarming and lead you to believe Delta causes new and scarier side effects than older strains of the coronavirus. The reality is COVID-19 from all strains and form is a formidable disease with a myriad of side effects that can last months after infection in some people. As Business Insider reported, there isn't enough data at this time to support that the Delta variant causes these atypical COVID-19 symptoms. How Pfizer, Moderna, and JJ compare? Research from late May by the UK body Public Health England found that two doses of Pfizer's or AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine are effective against the Delta variant, about 88% Pfizer and 60% AstraZeneca. Although this study shows that two doses are about 5 and 6 percentage points less effective respectively with the Delta variant than the Alpha strain, the study also found that both vaccines had about 33.5% effectiveness against Delta after one dose of either AstraZeneca or Pfizer, considerably less protection than two doses of either vaccine. This study may also suggest some promise for another vaccine being used in the US, Moderna. Although it wasn't used in this study because the vaccine hasn't been widely used in the UK, Moderna and Pfizer are both messenger RNA vaccines and have similar reported efficacy rates. The Scottish study published June 14 also confirms Pfizer and AstraZeneca's effectiveness against infection from the Delta variant. Researchers from this study say AstraZeneca had 60% protection 2 weeks after the second dose, while Pfizer had 79% protection 2 weeks after the second dose. As far as Johnson & Johnson, the U.S. single-dose vaccine is concerned, research isn't as clear or as available. Some experts, including the Stanford professor Dr. Michael Lin, say that those who got a J&J single-dose vaccine may need a booster sooner than their Pfizer or Moderna receiving counterpart, and that J&J might be less effective than Pfizer or Moderna when faced with the Delta variant. On Twitter, Lin said that while the CDC may be waiting before making an official booster call, receiving a messenger RNA vaccine after getting the Johnson & Johnson will likely be safe, and pointed out a study done in Spain that suggests benefits to mixing Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccine. AstraZeneca is a viral vector vaccine like Johnson & Johnson. That's not to say Johnson & Johnson definitely offers less protection against Delta. According to study published in the Nature journal, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine had less antibody response when faced with coronavirus variants, not Delta, but T-cell responses when largely preserved. As NPR reported, T-cell responses don't stop an infection, but they stop it from spreading. This matters when talking about a vaccine's main purpose and effectiveness against severe disease. Moving forward, the expert advice does not seem to change as the coronavirus does. Getting vaccinated and gaining immunity against COVID-19 is the surest way to prevent severe disease caused by any variant. With fewer people getting infected with COVID-19, the coronavirus has less room and fewer hosts within which it can mutate. So this was a little bit of the study, and as I showed you in the beginning, if you want, you can get it from CNET, and this is the report. And now, friends, I will go on a break and will be back soon.
Would you love exposure for your business, product, or service to over 300 million potential listeners? Send an email to info@talkformmedia.com. And now let's hear from some of our sponsors.
Chapter 2, How Jugaad Leads to Multi-Sector Success Stories in India, Including Definitions of the Jugaad Management Principle Business Model. of the book The Modern Mughal Mentality: New Strategies to Succeed in India and the Global Marketplace. Inspiration. True Jugaad is an inspiration on how to create products using technology that meet the price-value equation. According to a Harvard Business Review article featuring expert Prahlad and Mashelkar, most innovation programs are built on the assumptions of affluence and abundance. We see the rich and the young in both the developed and the developing countries demanding environmental friendly products and services. They also believe that affordability and sustainability are crucial to driving successful business today. New technologies and radical business models are important not only to penetrate mass markets in India but in the entire world. By reconfiguring all areas of the business structure, they will pull.
Monstrous infection is spreading worldwide. OMG, is this a simple infection or a deliberate attempt to ruin the human population? Or maybe it's bioterrorism. What is this global infection and who is spreading it? Help us find out. Go to Amazon and search for The Outbreak of a Monstrous Infection. The human race needs your help to make this go viral. Go to Amazon.com and read The Outbreak of a Monstrous Infection to find out what happens next. Go now! The world is depending on you.
And now, back to Dr. Afshan Hashmi's radio show.
So now I will read this report, and it came in CNBC, and it was written by Scott Gottlieb, is a CNBC contributor and is a member of the boards of Pfizer genetic testing startup Tempus, healthcare tech company Asian Inc., and biotech company Illumina. A new UK study examined brain imaging before and after a coronavirus infection and looked specifically at the potential effect on the nervous system. In short, the study suggests that there could be some long-term loss of brain tissue from COVID, and that would have some long-term consequences, Gottlieb said. Gottlieb explained to CNBC's The News, which Shepard Smith, that the destruction of brain tissue could explain why COVID patients lost their sense of smell. Dr. Scott Gottlieb warned Thursday about the potential for long-term brain loss associated with COVID, citing a new study from the United Kingdom. In short, the study suggests that there could be some long-term loss of brain tissue from COVID, and that would have some long-term consequences, the former FDA chief and CNBC contributor said. You could compensate for that over time, so the symptoms of that may go away, but you are never going to regain the tissue if, in fact, it's being destroyed as a result of the virus, said Gottlieb, who serves on the board of COVID vaccine maker Pfizer. The UK study examined brain imaging before and after a coronavirus infection and looked specifically at the potential effect on the nervous system. Gottlieb explained to CNBC's The News with Shepard Smith that the destruction of brain tissue could explain why COVID patients lost their sense of smell. The diminishment meant in the amount of cortical tissue happened to be in regions of the brain that are close to the places that are responsible for smell, he said. What it suggests is that the loss of smell is just an effect of a more primary process that's underway, and that process is actually shrinking of cortical tissue. So this was the report. And now, friends, I will read from Evening Standard. There was a very interesting report by John Dunn. And here is the report. And it is titled, nearly 16,000 people may have been reinfected with COVID in England. Almost 16,000 people could have been reinfected with COVID-19 in England, according to new research. Reinfections are defined as people who have tested positive for a second time at least 90 days after first testing positive for the virus. Of the 15,893 possible reinfections up to May 30, 53 have so far been confirmed by identifying genetically distinct specimens from each episode of illness, Public Health England PHE said. The figures are part of ongoing analysis into reinfection levels, which is currently affected by the limited availability of data for identifying the genomic sequence of the virus, particularly in the early months of the pandemic. According to a separate report, coronavirus provides at least 8 months of immunity against reinfection. Infection with SARS-CoV-2 leads to antibody B cell and T cell responses in almost all individuals, which are sustained for over 8 months after infection, the government's nerve TAG group said on Friday. Nerve TAG said that people who contract COVID have an 81% chance of not being reinfected or developing symptoms from the virus again for at least 7 months. For those aged over 65, it falls to 47.1% protection for the same time period. People who are infected with coronavirus have 69% protection against getting the virus at all for at least 6 months, but only 40% protection against getting the virus and being asymptomatic during the time, the scientists said. However, they added that new variants could reduce levels of immunity. Increased viral transmissibility, such as the reported of the B.1.1.1 Kent variant, could shorten the duration of effective immunity, their latest report says. Other PHE data has revealed that the Delta Indian variant is 64% more contagious than the Alpha Kent strain. PHE experts have also found that vaccines could be less effective against it. The Delta variant now accounts for more than 90% of new cases in the UK. On Thursday, 11,007 new COVID cases were recorded, the highest number since February. So this is the report I was talking about. So now, friends, I will read a little bit from the book. This book, it says how psychology works. And many people are having a lot of problems of depression in this COVID-19 thing. And today I will be reading a little bit about panic disorder. And here it is. And I just wanted to do a disclaimer here that I am just a PhD scientist. I am not MD. So if whatever I'm reading, I'm only reading for information. And if you have any symptoms of panic disorder, then please go and talk to your physician. Having said that, friends, what is panic disorder? What is it? The normal reaction to fear or excitement causes the body to produce the hormone adrenaline to prepare for fight or flight from the source of fear. If a person has a panic attack, apparently normal thoughts or images trigger the brain's fight or flight center, resulting in adrenaline racing around the body, causing symptoms such as sweating, increased heart rate, and hyperventilation. Attacks last about 20 minutes and can be very uncomfortable. The individual may misinterpret these symptoms, saying they feel as if they are having a heart attack or even dying. The fear can further activate the brain's threat center, so more adrenaline is produced, worsening symptoms. Individuals who have recurring panic attacks can fear the next one so much that they live in a constant state of fear of fear. Attacks may, for example, be set off by fear of being in a crowd or a small space, but often they are triggered by internal sensations that have nothing to do with the outside world. As a result, everyday tasks can become difficult and social situations daunting. Those with panic disorder may avoid certain places or activities, so the problem persists because the person can never disconfirm their fear. What are the causes? 1 in 10 people suffer from occasional panic attacks. Panic disorder is less common. Traumatic life experiences such as a bereavement can trigger the disorder. Having a close family member with panic disorder is thought to increase the risk of developing it. Environmental conditions such as high carbon dioxide levels may also cause attacks. Some illnesses, for example, an overactive thyroid, can produce symptoms similar to panic disorder, and a doctor will rule out such illnesses before making a diagnosis. So this is the book from where I read this. And now, friends, I will sign off from this episode of my radio and TV show and see you next Wednesday at 6 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time on W4WN Radio and Talk4TV. And tomorrow on Thursday at U.S. Eastern Time, 6 p.m., I will be live on K4HD Radio and Talk4TV. So please come and listen to that. And tomorrow I will be giving tribute to the legend of Bollywood, Dilip Kumar, who is no more with us. Having said that, friend, cheers and bye-bye.
You have been listening to Dr. Afshan Hashmi's radio show on W4WN Radio, the Women for Women Network. Tune in live right here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Would you love exposure for your business, product, or service to over 300 million potential listeners? Send an email at info@talk4media.com. And remember, if you missed any part of this show or want to hear it again, find our featured show on iHeartRadio, where all past episodes are available on demand 24/7. See you next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.